Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, The Laborers Are Few. Current data shows that there are 8.8 million job openings in the United States, but only 6.3 million unemployed workers. We have a serious labor shortage, and it's easily apparent in the restaurant business. Some no longer offer dine-in service. Those that do are usually short-staffed. Waits can be long and service slow. Jesus has a labor shortage too. That's why he hung out a help wanted sign long ago. Will we work for him? Let's look into that in today's message. Luke 19 verse 2 states, He said to them, The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The harvest for souls is abundant. Today in our world, there is a bumper crop. Jesus tells us in Luke's gospel that the kingdom of God has too few laborers. This is really true today. Jesus instituted his church. His church was meant to be an outgoing, missionary, evangelical church. Workers are needed to spread his message. He wants you and me to work for him. While speaking of this labor shortage and the need for men and women in the church to fill the labor gap, Paul stated the following in Romans 10, verses 13 to 15. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Friends, in the farming business, if crops are not brought in on time, they rot in the field. There are plenty of people out there in the world that are metaphorically rotting in the field of life. Too many individuals are hurting, troubled, and struggling alone, and sadly, many of them don't have a relationship and knowledge of the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. There's an urgent need for Christians to harvest this crop. We never know when those around us will be called forth from this world. Crops must be harvested when they're ripe. We may be the person our Lord is calling to share his good news with some specific person before they pass forth from this world. We must respond to Jesus's help wanted ad today before it's too late. Permit me to share a couple of real life stories. I go to an infusion clinic every 6 weeks to receive treatment for my illness. About a year ago, I got into a conversation with one of the nurses who was providing care for me. She inquired about my ministry. I told her that I minister to hurting and broken people. She was very interested. The next time I came in, I gave her a copy of my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. She told me she really enjoyed reading its message. A few months ago, she told me that she and her husband were happily expecting their second child. Her joy showed. When I went into the clinic this past week, there was a notice to all of the patients that 1 week ago, she suddenly and very unexpectedly passed away, and so did the child she was carrying. I believe she was around 40 years old. Her colleagues were devastated. All of her patients were too. She passed away in the prime of life. The point I'm trying to make here is this. I am so glad the Holy Spirit prompted me to engage her in a conversation about Jesus prior to her untimely death. I can only hope our conversation in my book helped her on her faith journey. Let's face it, all of us struggle to escape the bondage to sin. Almost all of us will be impacted by some form of tragedy. And of course, everyone must face death. Some people who are impacted by these things already know and love the Lord. Still, many currently don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is for this reason that Jesus hung out the help wanted sign. I cannot explain just how happy I am knowing that through this ministry, I have been granted the blessed opportunity to share my faith and love of Jesus Christ with so many people. Allow me to share just one more story. I remember a man who came to one of my retreats a few years back and then died just a few days later. After his death, his wife called me to tell me that her husband was a changed man after hearing the message of God's saving mercy during my retreat. She told me that they had been married for over 50 years, and yet she was unsure where her husband stood with the Lord prior to his attending the retreat. She went on to tell me that based on his reaction to the retreat and his newfound relationship with Jesus Christ, she had the comfort of knowing that her husband knew and loved Jesus before he died. I am not trying to draw undue attention to me. I am trying to point out through both of those stories the urgent need for more workers in God's field. Many of you have your own stories to tell. What is clear is that we cannot wait. The time for harvest is now. Workers are needed in the field today. Jesus has called us each by name to work in his field. Now, perhaps more than any other time in human history, the harvest is super bountiful. Each of us should ask ourselves this question: will I set out to work in the Master's field today, or will I allow his crops to rot in the field? The lives of those we know and care about, as well as the lives of those we encounter each day, are at stake, as is the salvation of their souls. If we don't share Jesus with them, who will? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your Son has called me to work in his field. Give me the courage to say yes. Guide me to those most in need of the good news. Help me to share the saving message of Jesus today. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like today's podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.